questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have an expert from the Islamic House of Qom, Hojjatul Islam, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Karimi. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So in the Islamic calendar, the day of Friday has so many merits. There are many deeds recommended to be done. We consider religious deeds, of course, for this day. It is also attributed to Imam As, Imam Zaman, Jalallah. Let's talk a little bit about the significance of the day of Friday in the Islamic, theology and calendar.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to the days of the week and the month in the lunar calendar, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the verses and narrations, has chosen some days and month. For example, we have the holy month of Ramadan. We have some special days like the day of Arafah, like Friday.
That's right.
Some nights like the nights of Qadr or Destiny, or the nights before Friday. So, not only that, when it comes to a day, we have special times which have more significance, like the time before morning adhan or the dawn prayer, what we call it sahar. So that time the day is very specific. So we may not know the whole hikmah, wisdom behind that, but according to some mystics, it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging the people and giving them some opportunities to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to a day, there is an encouragement for the people to wake up early in the morning, for example, to have time to privately talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to a week, so during the week, you may not be free enough to have such a time. I mean, intimate time to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to repent, to think about your actions. So the special time might be Friday or the night before Friday. When it comes to a whole year, we have the holy month of Ramadan.
Yes.
So these are opportunities given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all people, especially we're talking about Muslims, to take the most out of these great opportunities. That is why when it comes to the days of the week, now Friday is of significance. So during the week, if you do not have enough time,
yes,
Allah says that, okay, Friday is the day,
yes,
for your week.
Also, the Jum'ah prayer has a significance at the noon of the Friday.
Exactly. And
right,
for that, we have a chapter in the Noble Book of Quran titled the chapter
Jum'ah
or Friday.
Yes.
And this is showing the great significance
Was it chosen by accident or something? Or no, it really has a special, position in the Islamic calendar. Why at all this day has been selected, not Saturday, not Monday, not Tuesday?
Because of that, I say that we may not know the whole philosophy of that. I mean, one may argue that holy month of Ramadan could be the holy month of Rajab, for example, and during that we could fast and with the same virtues. But why Ramadan? At the end of the day, one month should have been chosen, and Ramadan was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But is there anything special to this time in the year? We may not know. Is there anything specific to Friday? You may not know. But the point is that there is one special day during the week, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen it to be the Friday. Talking about, as you rightly mentioned, the Friday prayer, this is mentioned specifically in chapter Jumu'ah, chapter 42, chapter 62, verse 9, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, أَعْضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ when the call is made for prayer on Friday, فَسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then hasten to the remembrance of Allah. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ, and leave off trading, because when we had the occasion of the revelation,
right,
that when the Holy Prophet was giving sermon,
yes,
on Friday, then a caravan came to the city of Medina, and some of the Muslims left the Friday prayer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ, leave trading.
Yes.
And which means that give preference to Friday,
yes,
prayer. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, that is better for you if you know. There are some narrations about the virtues of this day. For example, in one narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying that al-Jum'ah, which is from the root jam, putting together, coming together, it says that Yawm al-Jum'ah is called Jum'ah because on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered all his creatures and asked them and invited them to make a covenant with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family and his vicegerent, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam. So because all the creatures gathered together, this day is called al-Jum'ah. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying the chosen day is a day of Friday, and verse 3 of chapter Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ. Shahid is referring to Friday, and Mashhud is referring to the day of Arafah, which
That's
is
right.
another significant day in the year. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that on Friday, if you walk toward the Friday prayer, then your body would be prohibited for fire, meaning that you are immune from the hellfire. And those who say the Friday prayer on the first line, then it is as if they have said their prayer with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Just to share one more narration, the Holy Prophet says the Friday is the best day. If you do righteous actions, then your reward would be doubled. And on that day, your prayers are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, to just share one more narration, says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen one thing out
That's
of
right.
everything, and out of the days, he has okay. chosen the Friday.
Okay. When you get into the Shiite theology, Friday and the night before that, especially for those who visit the tomb of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, has a specific, we can say, and separate story.
Exactly.
The case is that, for example, the night before Friday, they say that all the angels and the deceased prophets also pay a visit from heaven to the tomb of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in Karbala. And also the day of Friday is very much, especially in the afternoon, attributed to Imam As. Are these authentic resources and references or not?
There are at least two reasons why Jum'ah is called the day of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and is attributed to him. According to Shaykh Tabrizi in Al-Najm al-Thaqib, he says that there are some reasons that people attribute the day of Friday to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. One of them is that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was born on a Friday. And second of all, according to many narrations, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear on a Friday too. And this has been mentioned in one supplication. So that supplication is one of the reasons why we attribute Friday to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In that we read, Ya Mawla, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, addressing Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we say, Hada Yawm al-Jum'ah, this is Friday, wa huwa yawmuk al-mutawaqqa'u fihi zuhuruk, this is your day in which we are expecting and we are waiting for your reappearance, wal faraj fihi lil-mu'minin ala yadik, and the relief of the believers
yes.
through you. So according to this narration and this ziyarah, this dua, the day of Jum'ah, the day of Friday, is attributed to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because he will reappear on a Friday. This is one, and the second one is that according to some other narrations, each day is attributed to one of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, one or more than one. In a narration, Imam Hadi, our 10th Imam, is quoted as saying that Saturday is attributed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And that is why we have a special dua for and a special ziyarah for the Prophet on Saturdays. Sunday to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and according to some narrations to him and Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. Monday for Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Thursday for Imam Sajjad, Imam Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Wednesday for Imam Kazim, Imam al-Rida, Imam al-Jawad and Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Thursday for Imam Askari and Friday for Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. So according to this narration, it seems that they are giving us just, an opportunity for every day to get connected to our imams.
Yes.
Like on Saturday to remember our Prophet, on Sunday to remember Imam Ali and Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayhima, and the next days, and on Friday to specifically remember Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam. So it seems that based on these two, three points that I mentioned, Friday can be attributed to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and can be called a day related to Imam Mahdi.
But in the Shiite references, is there any, direct talk about, for example, Imam As reappearing on Friday or Friday afternoon, evening or something like that?
No.
I don't think so.
We do not have about Friday afternoon.
Yes.
The point about Friday afternoon is that for that time you have a special supplications like Duha Samad.
Yes.
And the other point is that it is mentioned that the believers in the afternoon of the Friday, because they come to know that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam did not reappear like in the morning.
Okay.
So they might be sad. But the point is that when it comes to the day of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, yes. We have some narrations to say that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will reappear on Friday, but there is another group of the narrations which say that Imam Mahdi will reappear on a Saturday. And there, it's a matter of discussion among the scholars, which one is true. It seems that the majority of scholars believe in Friday. Believe in the narrations talking about Friday as the day of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And of course, maybe a minority of the scholars who prefer the narrations referring to Saturday.
And any supplication recommended to be read out on this day, on Friday, for example?
Yeah, as I mentioned,
you said Du'a Samad, for example, for the afternoon. But
yeah,
what about
it's not related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
General.
But as I mentioned, for each day, if people refer to Mafatih al-Jinan, there is a ziyara, there is a du'a related to each day. And for example, the Saturday for the Prophet, Sunday for Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the next of the rest of the days for one of the infallible Imams or more than one. And for Friday, there is also a supplication related to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance.
That's right. Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the significance of the day of Friday and why is it attributed to Imam Asr. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الآن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.